On every block, there are stores displaying wristwatches with flowered bands, black radios blasting Vietnamese songs, televisions projecting hand puppets talking to happy young children, and red traditional dresses on headless mannequins. The streets are crowded with many more bicycles, motorcycles, and compact cars than in Phnom Penh. The food stalls and carts look bigger, cleaner, and are painted in brighter colors than what we had in Cambodia. As in Phnom Penh, people sit in alleys and side streets slurping noodle soups, biting into crispy fried spring rolls and egg rolls wrapped in lettuce. I only wish that someday Phnom Penh will be as happy and rich as Saigon. We live in Saigon for 2 months with Iyung's mother and father in their small one-bedroom apartment. Meng, Iyung, and I sleep in the attic. Iyung's sisters live in their own place in the city. With no job, Meng and I live off of the generosity of Iyung's family. Iyung and her parents speak fluent Vietnamese because they lived in a Vietnamese community in Phnom Penh. They are now able to meet people, go shopping, and not be so isolated. Iyung's family is very nice to us. Unlike Meng and me, they are raucous and laugh loudly when they eat, and especially when they drink alcohol. Meng and I do not speak Vietnamese, so spend our days watching people and trying to learn the language. A week after we get there, Iyung tells me we are going to the salon to get our hair permed. It has been many months since Aunt Kyung in Krang Truop cut my hair. Sharing a siklo with her, we weave around the city as the driver maneuvers us through the traffic. I laugh and point out to Iyung the neon signs and billboards of movies, and giggle in anticipation of having my first professional haircut in many years. Finally, the siklo stops in front of a salon. While Iyung pays the driver, I stare at the poster-sized pictures of beautiful women and men with curly brown hair, straight jet black hair, short wavy hair, and hair piled high in a braided bun on top of their heads. Inside, the walls are covered with mirrors and more pictures of beautiful people. Vietnamese music plays continuously on the radio as women snip and clip at their customers' hair. One woman seats me in a chair and proceeds to put my hair in small rollers. Then she pours acidic-smelling lotion onto my hair. After 20 minutes, she removes the rollers and leaves me with a head full of small ringlets instead of my old straight hair. Staring at myself in the mirror, I laugh and pull at the curls, thinking they are beautiful. That night I sleep on my stomach, afraid to crush the curls, and I dream about Cave. In the evening, I sit on Meng's lap as he reads and translates to me stories about America from an English book he bought in a nearby store.